Good morning. This is Dan Arnold from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 8. The Reverend Dr. Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Philippians chapter 1. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The first thought that St. Paul voices is one of gratitude and thanksgiving to God as the sole cause of the goodness made known to in and through his faithful people. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. We also see quite clearly into the pastoral heart of St. Paul, into his relation to every congregation and every single Christian, his deep care and concern, that burden, that joyful burden that he had for those in Philippi, but also for all those other churches that he planted. His deep concern, his thanksgiving for them in their partnership in the gospel. Whenever he thinks of the congregation at Philippi, he remembers them as he does continually. He finds cause for grateful prayer to God. That's his habit. Constrained voices, gratitude and prayer to God, the situation at Philippi. He remembers them as he does continually. He finds cause for grateful prayers. In this constraint also, he has a heart filled with joy for the dear people in which heard the gospel, the churches in which he planted, but specifically here at Philippi. It's an appropriate text that we have for today as we thank God for our missionaries, as we thank God for you and your service, the dedication, the sacrifices, the struggles, the joys, the frustrations, the lack of visas and documentations, whatever those frustrations, but also the joys that are there. Even as you look back and as Paul looked back to all his trials and joys in Philippi. Now, as St. Paul looks back on his time, there were some wonderful things that happened, such as the conversion and baptism of Lydia and her opening of her home to him and to those who were with him. There was great joy in that, but it was not all petals and daisies at all. There were times, like the time when he and Silas were imprisoned in Acts chapter 16. Paul had casted out the spirit of divination in this young slave girl, frustrated that she was calling out, "This is Paul," and he casts out that spirit of divination, and then her owners are frustrated, "There's my income gone now." And so the crowds, as well as the owners, get stirred up, and before we know it, Paul and Silas are imprisoned after a little beating. And they are soon put in stocks in the center part of the prison. But that turned to a joyful situation as Paul and Silas sat there singing hymns even as they are shackled. And as those are listening on, those also in shackles are listening on, suddenly there's an earthquake and those shackles fall off and the doors are opened. There in the prison cell, and what happens? The head jailer's concerned. This is my life. My prisoners are going to get away. But Paul says, "No, we're all here. Don't harm yourself." And that day, the jailer and his family were baptized They'd heard the gospel, and they were welcomed in to God's family. It would be a day of rejoicing, a day that started out so bad, but then ended with rejoicing and thanksgiving. Even that Paul could reflect upon, the beatings, the imprisonment, but then also the fruit of the gospel, these baptized individuals who are now part of God's kingdom, once who were far off, God had brought near. Paul could reflect on those times at Philippi and thank God. Perhaps in your terms of service, you could reflect back, and there were trials. I can think of my term of service. There were trials, but there were joys. And maybe as we look back, those trials did turn into joys, or maybe they didn't. But nonetheless, God used them and fashioned us into the people we are and would use us in the next place He puts us. But you can reflect back at those trials, at those times of frustration, sorrows, sickness. But there were many great joys, weren't there? To see those who came to faith in Christ, to those who rejoiced at hearing the gospel. And like Paul and Silas, you can thank God that He carried you through them all. There's other reasons for St. Paul's joy. It's your joy as well. It's the fellowship, the koinonia, that you share with your brothers and sisters in Christ. For St. Paul, it was that fellowship he shared with the Philippian Christians in the gospel. From the first day that he had proclaimed that good news to them, that message of salvation, until the day when he wrote this letter, he could rejoice. What a great blessing. By the preaching of St. Paul, the Philippians had entered into that fellowship, with their hearts and minds being filled with all the blessings poured over them that come through faith in Christ Jesus. They were firm believers in Christ, and it was made known, not only personally in the life of Paul as they showered him with their prayers and love, but also their care and provision, but also in the community in which they served, as they served in their vocations, sharing the gospel with those whom they met, that good news of salvation and life in Christ Jesus. The irony here is when so many congregations become weary and tired, lose their first love, that was not so with the church in Philippi. They had continued to persist with energy and love for the gospel. Their love for their neighbor in word and action had not waned. Instead, it continued to pour out as they shared that good news, as they lived it out in word and deed. Their faith was alive, and for that, St. Paul could rejoice. And for this reason also, Paul was confident for the future, being confident of this, that he who began from the start in you a good work will carry it out until the day of Jesus Christ. That definite trust and persuasion was based on the faith in the mighty power of God, God who had worked faith in this little community, this group of sheep whom Paul was their shepherd and now speaks to from afar. He knew that God would bring to completion their faith, knowing that God is a good and gracious God, and by His mighty hand, He would continue to care for them and bring them through. Those who, out of great love, continued to cling to Jesus Christ. Also, because he knew this good and gracious God, the one who sent his Son, Jesus Christ, born of Mary, born under the law to redeem those under the law, so that all who believe in him would have life and salvation. The one who suffered under Pontius Pilate, died and rose again. It's that God, that loving God who sent his Son, Jesus Christ, for the world. And that God whom they dearly loved, and that Savior whom they dearly shared with those who they met. And so Paul also writes, it's right for me to feel this way about you all because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in the imprisonment and the defense and confirmation of the gospel. How Paul loved this little flock. It was a mutual love, not only the one that Paul had for them, but they had for him. That even his imprisonment could not deter that love. It gave him such joy that even in the darkest moments of his service, that the Philippian church's love and kindness toward him, both in prayer and action, would carry him through. And so we thank God for them, just as we thank God for you as you have served in many and different places, whether it be in the DR or Puerto Rico or Germany, where God placed you to serve, and now where God has you serving as well. We thank God for you. We thank God for your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, until he comes again. Rest in that confidence, joy, and joy. The same joy that Paul had in the believers in Philippi, rest in that same confidence in a loving Savior who died and rose again for you. And so today we thank God for you. We thank God for your faithful service to a Savior who is faithful to all in sending his Son to save it. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.